Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Dolores Cannon, The Three Waves of Volunteers and the New Earth is a New Age spirituality and metaphysical nonfiction book built around Cannon's long career as a hypnotherapist and her quantum healing hypnosis technique, QHAT. Rather than arguing from conventional science, the book presents a spiritual narrative about a major energetic and consciousness shift affecting Earth, often described as the emergence of a New Earth. Cannon frames this transition as a dimensional or vibrational change that can be experienced through shifts in perception and personal frequency. A central idea is that help is arriving from within humanity through volunteer souls who incarnate to support the shift. Cannon organizes these volunteers into three waves, each with distinct traits and challenges, and describes how they influence the collective environment. Alongside its cosmology, the book offers encouragement for readers who feel out of place, unusually sensitive, or drawn to service. And it emphasizes personal responsibility in choosing fear or a more love-centered orientation. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the New Earth as a vibrational shift in consciousness. A defining theme of the book is the idea that Earth is undergoing a transition best understood in terms of frequency and vibration rather than purely external events. East Cannon describes the New Earth as a higher dimensional expression of reality that can coexist with what many experience as the old Earth. In this framework, what a person perceives and experiences is closely tied to their state of consciousness and emotional orientation. The book therefore treats the New Earth less as a distant destination and more as a present possibility that becomes accessible through changes in awareness. This emphasis makes the message both spiritual and practical, and tone readers are encouraged to notice how attention to fear, conflict, and negativity can lock perception into lower states, while sustained focus on compassion, unity, and constructive intention can support a different lived experience. Cannon also connects the shift to felt changes in daily life, such as heightened sensitivity and a sense that something profound is underway, interpreting these as signs of adaptation to changing energies. The overall effect is to position inner transformation as inseparable from planetary transformation. Secondly, the three waves of volunteers and their distinctive roles. Cannon's signature contribution in this book is her organization of volunteer souls into three waves, each described with a particular function in the broader transition. The first wave is presented as pioneers who often feel alienated by the intensity of Earth life and may carry a persistent longing for home without consciously knowing what that means. They are portrayed as sensitive to violence and harsh emotion and as individuals who helped open a path for later arrivals. The second wave is depicted as quieter and more behind the scenes, with an emphasis on simply being present as a stabilizing influence. Cannon characterizes them as energetic transmitters whose effect occurs through proximity and everyday contact rather than overt leadership. The third wave focuses on younger generations, described as arriving with traits and capacities more compatible with the New Earth frequency. In this account, they can be misunderstood by conventional institutions, particularly when their learning style and energy do not match standard expectations. By differentiating these waves, the book offers a map that many readers use to interpret temperament, life patterns, and feelings of purpose. Thirdly, KHHT hypnosis sessions as the source of the book's worldview. The book's worldview is grounded in Cannon's claims about information that emerged during thousands of hypnosis sessions conducted over decades, which she later formalized as QHHT. In the narrative, clients in deep trance report memories and explanations that extend beyond ordinary biography, including accounts of non-Earth origins, missions tied to assisting humanity, and descriptions of energetic laws governing reality. Cannon treats these session materials as consistent patterns that reveal a larger structure, Earth as a learning environment, reincarnation as a mechanism for experience, and volunteer incarnations as a response to a perceived crisis point for the planet. The book does not present its content as laboratory-verified evidence, and it will not satisfy readers seeking conventional proof. Instead, it emphasizes internal coherence across many sessions and the transformative impact the sessions reportedly had on people who felt confused or displaced. Understanding this methodology is essential to reading the book fairly, because the authority of the text depends on the premise that expanded consciousness in trance can access meaningful information about purpose, healing, and the nature of reality. Fourthly, karma, free will, and the idea of helping from the inside. Another major topic is how Cannon frames the volunteers in relation to karma and free will. The book suggests that many humans are entangled in repetitive karmic patterns over many lifetimes, returning to learn and correct recurring lessons. By contrast, the volunteers are described as comparatively pure, in the sense of arriving without the same karmic entanglements, and therefore being able to influence the environment without being pulled into the usual cycles. This distinction supports a broader ethical point. Even within a guided evolutionary process, human choice remains central. The book emphasizes that no external force can compel humanity into a higher state because free will must be honored. The proposed solution is assistance from within, volunteers incarnating into ordinary life, radiating stabilizing energy, modeling alternative ways of being, and supporting others through presence and intention. In this framework, help is subtle and non-coercive, and the burden of change still falls on individual and collective decisions. The book uses this lens to interpret why the world can appear chaotic even if higher guidance exists, and it positions personal responsibility as the practical expression of spiritual growth. Lastly, lifestyle and mindset guidance for raising personal vibration. Although the book is metaphysical in scope, it includes recurring practical guidance meant to help readers align with the new earth. One strand is dietary and bodily canon relays advice that lighter food choices and cleaner inputs such as more fruits, vegetables, and pure water can support adaptation to higher energies, with meat reduction sometimes recommended in this context. Another strand is psychological and emotional. The reader is encouraged to reduce fear-based thinking, loosen identification with distressing public narratives, and cultivate intention, gratitude, and constructive attention. Canon also emphasizes co-creation, the idea that thoughts and focus shape the reality a person experiences, making daily mental habits part of the spiritual path. These recommendations function less as rigid rules and more as an invitation to experiment with what increases clarity, calm, and compassion. The guidance is aimed at people who already resonate with the premise that consciousness is primary and that inner shifts have outer consequences. For readers who accept the book's framing, the practical sections serve as a bridge between cosmic claims and everyday living, offering a sense of agency during uncertain times. In conclusion, The Three Waves of Volunteers in the New Earth is best suited to readers interested in QHHT, ascension-oriented spirituality, and New Age interpretations of planetary change. It can be especially meaningful for people who feel unusually sensitive, out of place, or compelled to help others but cannot easily explain why, because the book offers an identity framework that reframes those feelings as purposeful rather than pathological. The practical benefit is less about step-by-step programs and more about orientation. It encourages reflection on fear versus love, attention versus distraction, and the cumulative impact of daily choices on well-being and outlook. Intellectually, the book provides a coherent cosmology that connects reincarnation, karma, free will, and generational change into a single narrative. What makes it stand out in its category is its clear typology of three volunteer waves and its insistence that the new earth is not only an external future event, but a present. Shift in perception. Compared with more generic starseed or awakening literature, Canon grounds her claims in the repeated patterns she reports from decades of hypnosis work, which gives the book a distinctive voice even for readers who remain skeptical. Approached as a metaphysical model rather than a scientific treatise, it offers a hopeful lens for interpreting personal struggles and collective turbulence. If you would like to support Dolores Canon, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.